everybody, and welcome back to John Last Week's. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. I trust you've had a good week. Well, God is amazing. Holy Spirit, as I start today, lead me, open my heart to as you've put in my heart, help me to deliver it and speak it out to the people that you have called me to speak out, Lord. All of you, Lord, bless on me. Help me to deliver this message and purpose as you are put in my heart. Open your hearts and minds to receive it. And also, make them even more focused on learning from you and getting to know you more and more and getting to know you deeper and deeper. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So, today we're going to continue and we're going to discuss, are you ready for the throne? Are you ready for the throne? So I want to look at 2 Samuel 4 verses 1. We've read this verse, this passage a couple of times already, but I think it's important to just keep reading it to understand the lot of lessons to learn from every single part of the Bible. It's so much. I know when I first heard your last piece, I thought, oh my God, what if I run out of context? And I'm like, it's not possible. Because the Bible has new meanings every single day. And because of that, there's no way, it's not possible that I will ever run out of content because my source is God. And I'm going through His Word. He's the one true God. And, you know, His Word can apply to different situations, in different areas, in different places. So let me read. When Ishbosheth, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost courage and all Israel became alarmed. Are you ready for the throne? So we had discussed over the last couple of days about, you know, one of the reasons why Ishbosheth lost courage was because he was depending on Abner for his source, as a source. You know, he put him as king, and so he was depending on Abner for courage for everything. When Abner died, he too was literally almost there. Now, here we want to ask a question. Are you ready for the throne? Another reason why Ishbosheth lost the throne was because he was not ready for the throne. If one's courage can easily be swayed by one person, you cannot be ready to lead people in that position. If your courage is swayed by one person, because there are people that are looking up to us. In this case, the whole of Israel was looking up to Ishbosheth. Yes, Abner and Kim, no problems. King Mika, no problem. But people are looking at Ishbosheth as the king of Israel. And for his courage to be swayed by one man, it just shows that he wasn't ready for kingship. He wasn't. And if you look back, so if you look at 2 Samuel verses 2 verses 8, it says, quickly, I read quickly the NIV version. Meanwhile, Abner, son of Ner, the commander of Saul's army, had taken Ishbosheth, son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. Yeah. He made him king over Gilead, Asheri, Jezreel, and all over Ephraim, Benjamin, and all Israel. You see, and he was 40 years when this happened, so he was obviously well of a man and well, you know, matured in his mind. But you see, just like his father, he was picked out and became king. There was no process or rigor involved in his kingship. And so, what would have prepared him to become a king? He didn't go through the process. He was just there, he sat in his house, son of king, you become king. And that was it. And you see, Saul was already prepping the life of Jonathan to become king because that was his first son. So he was keen on the people he was. So Israel was not amongst those people to become kingship, right? So that was meant to be king. But unfortunately, when Saul died, you know, died with his sons and all that, and Israel was the next person in line and had to become king. Now, bear in mind that if he had not been trained, positioned to become king, he's going there blinded, not knowing what to do. He may know how to be a prince, but he may not understand the responsibility of being a king. There was no rigor, there was no training. Look at David. David got anointed as king of Israel when he was 15, about 15, 16. He didn't become king of Israel till when he was 37. So 22 years of rigor. different season, etc. This guy came, woke up one day, said he's going to become king of Israel, and that was it. And so you can see the difference with someone going through a process, a preparation season, and that season may involve highs, high highs, low lows, and somebody that just, you know, happened to become king. Two huge differences. Huge differences. Right? Because now, in maintaining position, how do you maintain a position that you haven't been prepared already for? David had been going through wars. He had going through horror with Saul. He had been going through, went to the Philistine army. He has gone through so much, you know, and for the last 22 years of his life, that he had gone through that process and he was ready to become king, while he was just picked and chosen. You know, a lot of time we want to say, oh God, I want that position, I want that whatever. In many cases, we don't really understand the responsibility that position or that throne comes with. We want the glory of the throne. Oh yes, everybody's saying about this, about that, etc. It's fun, you know, to be spotlight, etc. But we don't know the rigor, the responsibility, the actual assignment assigned to that throne. And because we do not prepare for that assignment, it's very hard for us to actually cope or maintain a position if we're not ready for it. It is so critical to be prepared. I cannot say this enough. It is so important to be prepared and ready for that position. And even when we go through these seasons, you know, the high highs, low lows, we are preparing and we are learning every time. Ask God, Lord, what am I learning this season? What are you showing me and teaching me in this season? What should my focus be? Because all those things that you are learning, they will be tested. You go to tests. And even on the show, you will see the use and the need for those skills you've obtained, those lessons you've learned, those mindset shifting, those changes, those actions, those you know, having to deal with difficult people or people that have hurt you, whatever, and having to constantly show love. You will see the need of all this, because as a king, as a leader, you will need those things as you lead people and even maintain and go through and ascend even that position God has called you to. We need to not only be ready physically and spiritually, and also in our minds. There are mindsets we need for that position God has, you know, created for us. There's a frame of mind we need. There are a lot of you know, strongholds that may be affecting our minds, that may prevent us from opening and doing all God has planned for us because of these things. Those things are dealt with in seasons. So that you are ready physically, spiritually, your mind is aligned to that of that position and kingship that God has called you. Because if any of those ones are not there, you would struggle. We will all struggle to maintain the position. I write here that the strength and capacity we need for also the position is also very key. In those times of stretching, you are stretching and building the capacity for those points and positions you need in kingship. Because in those situations, you need the capacity, you need the strength to be able to lead as God has called you to lead. There's a lot of training required. There is a lot of training to ready us and prepare us for the throne. Rigor is a tool. Every season, highs, lows, they're all tools. They're all preparing us as we're growing. It's a journey, right? So we don't get consumed by the weight of the position. You see, Ishbosheth was consumed by the weight of leading Israel without Abner. He was like, oh my God. And he lost courage, and that was it. Trust God through your process. Be patient enough to let God work on us. Work on our minds, work on our hearts, work on our character, work on our physically, work on us spiritually to ready us for that throne. So when the time comes, you lead as He's called us to lead. We are ready for the throne and not like Ishbosheth that, you know, had to pass at the point in time because, you know, he lost courage and someone, people thought they could kill him, and they did. King of Israel. So I'll stop there. Thank you for listening to me today. I pray that wherever it is we are in our journey to the thrones and thrones, because it's not just one throne, there are many thrones, but in our journey to the thrones, each of the Lord would help us, that we learn all we need to learn, do and prepare well enough to attain the different thrones, and I keep ascending all through our lives, because it's a lifetime. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. God bless you. I love you and you. Bye.